Well, you want to explain?
The Wampa is the creature that abducts Luke towards the beginning of The Empire Strikes Back when they're on Hoth. It's the Yeti-style creature, and that's why his face is scarred. When in real life, Mark Hamill was in, I believe, a car accident. But he's in the back of the tank, healing after being attacked by the Wampa, but he uses the Force to pull his lightsaber out. Of course, we all know that.
So is the Wampa a kind of Wookiee?
Here's what happens. Kind of, yes. Here's what happens. Because that's a crazy explanation of what actually happened there.
It was, I think, accurate.
Luke Skywalker is riding around on this fucked up horse.
Tauntaun.
I don't know what he's doing. He gets in a fight with a robot, I believe. I don't know what happens to him. I think he kind of loses the fight. The robot blasts him a little bit. This is from memory. The robot blasts him a little bit. He falls asleep. A mysterious ape drags him away into a cave. There is an implication. I'm not saying it's like a top line thing that everybody's going to catch, but if you're familiar with cinema, there is an implication that the ape takes advantage of Luke at this point. And holds him in bondage. That is for sure. Like, it's just, you can tell. Yeah, the Wampa takes advantage of him. And if you kind of think about George Lucas's politics, it's sort of a Tariq Nasheedian reference to, of course, the white man in general, the Snow Ape. So he holds Luke there. Luke is all like, he chains Luke up. I don't remember how. I think it is he uses the Force and cuts himself free. And then he goes and kills his horse and sleeps inside of it. And I don't remember what happens.
No, Han puts him inside of it.
I thought they smelled bad on the outside.
Forgot Han Solo was there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did forget about that.
I just want to say, throughout this entire explanation, Young Chomsky was shaking his head.
Yeah, because he's like, damn, I never thought about it like that before. He's shaking his head ruefully. Because
now the whole comment thread is going to be people correcting him. Like, no, the probe droid self-destructed.
Well, I don't know. I'm glad that, no. Luke lost to the probe droid and hooked up with the monkey. I'm good on Luke, you know?
Wait, so in the Star Wars world, Luke is hooking up with the monkey and his sister?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. He's not hooking up with his sister. He's just fucking around with her.
She does kiss him shortly after he recovers to make Han jealous. And this is before they know that they're siblings, but it was very passionate.
And you can see, and there's a deleted scene, he slips his tongue into his sister's mouth to get the taste of Wampa out. There's like a sort of thought bubble that comes out. He's like spitting white fur or whatever.
Jeffrey Epstein.